Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships 360, the best show ever to air on Blog Talk Radio.
And that was the PR Experience's cover of Tonight, The Best I've Ever Had, which you can download at theprexperience.com. And I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, producer and host of this program, which has aired on Thursday nights on Blog Talk Radio for the past 5 years. And true to form, tonight's three-hour show finale will feature guests who are truly the experts on a variety of relationship topics. You'll hear some of the highlights from some of my favorite shows, my favorite relationship songs, and even hear from my favorite male music artist, two-time Grammy nominee and Motown R&B singer, Kim, talk about commitment and love as he prepares for his next stop on his Promise to Love concert tour. And finally, you'll hear from my colleagues about how they'll be helping Relationships 360 break new ground with its new website and cutting-edge mobile app. Of course, since this is Relationships 360 Degrees, I thought it appropriate to invite back my very first guest from November 2010, Pastor Sherry L. Fuller of Grace Church of Kansas City, to revisit the topic of marriage maintenance and divorce prevention. Pastor, I hear you on the line. Welcome back to Relationships 360 Degrees.
Yes, I'm here, and I do thank you so much for having me on this special conclusion broadcast.
Absolutely. Had to come back full circle. So, yeah, it's an honor to have you on the show. It's been a while since I visited your church in Kansas City. Last time I was there, it went by the name of Word of Life Worship Center. So why the name change?
Well, I tell you, first of all, it's just hard to believe that it's been 5 years. Time really does fly. Over the years, we have had some epiphanies in our ministry, and it's actually what led to the name change. We've been in ministry for 20 years as Word of Life, and this year in May for our 20th anniversary, I felt led to change the name of our church to Grace Church of Kansas City, and it really just hallmarked some things that God has done within my own heart and in the lives of many of our congregants, really just taking from Galatians chapter 3, where Paul talks to the Galatians and he said, "Are you so foolish? Having begun in the spirit, are you now made perfect by the works of the flesh?" And just in a nutshell, that saying, when we start in our relationship with God and this Christian walk, we trust and we know that it takes the grace of God, which is God's unmerited favor, his love, to initiate us, because we come to him as sinners and people that are broken. And so we come to him as we are. That's what the church says, come to him as you are. But then he says, are you so foolish to think you began this walk with God, depending on his grace, now are you going to reach perfection by keeping the law or doing works? And so just kind of got to a place of burnout and trying to accomplish the will of God in my own initiative. And God so encountered me with his grace. And so I began teaching this to the church. And so one day I just said, let's change the name. And everyone was very excited about that. Because the grace of God, of course, is the hallmark of being able to walk this Christian walk out.
And, you know, I'm just, as I'm listening to you, I just wonder, how has it impacted, like, the size of your congregation? Has the congregation grown since the name change to Grace?
It has. It has freed a lot of people who would have come before, but just not feeling worthy in themselves. And a lot of the message that we take to them is, you aren't worthy, but we don't emphasize the worthiness of Christ and his finished work. And so it has freed people to be able to recognize that you don't have to come making promises and vows. You can just come trusting the grace and the love of God to help you to achieve this walk with God.
Absolutely. We definitely can't do it on our own. And, you know, it takes two, you know, to make a marriage work as well.
Yes.
When you were last on Relationships 360, we discussed marriage maintenance and how if one does not take the proper care to maintain his or her marriage, that it will fall apart, like
yes.
more than half of marriages in the United States and in other developed countries do. So could you quickly review for us what steps you believe we need to take to make sure our marriages don't end up in divorce court?
Sure. One of the things that I stressed very strongly, and I think it's a very key point, is that we want maintenance rather than repair. And for the vast number of people that I've dealt with and talked to, they don't really believe in maintenance. And to maintain something is just to keep it in a operating state, a condition where
mm-hmm.
things are kept up. And so they wait to the repair where there is decay, there's damage, and then they want to try to seek help at that time. And so I'm a big proponent of making sure that you do what is necessary to keep your marriage from entering into that defective state. So one of the things that I highlight is that you have to recognize that you have to protect your marriage. You have to feel that responsibility. You're not going to just be married and be happy and, you know, there's nothing that you look to the challenges that you face and be proactive in understanding what the solutions are. So the marriage has to be protected. There is so much in society that will destroy these relationships. So the Bible says, and started this off in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, he said, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, cleave to his wife, and the two of them shall become one." And so that's the whole idea of protecting this oneness relationship. The second thing is you have to invest in that marriage. You know, you have to recognize that there are some things that will make the relationship better, and there are some things that will potentially destroy it. So you have to spend time investing in it, bringing some things to the table that is going to help with your communication and your understanding of one another. And then you have to enjoy your marriage. And I find a lot of people, they don't enjoy their marriage. They're just enduring that marriage just for the sake of children or finances or whatever the case may be. But that doesn't make for a good marriage when you're just in it just to hold on to something because of these factors. So finding ways to enjoy that marriage is extremely important. Getting rid of the selfishness.
Mhm. And you talked about, you referred to the one flesh relationship that was mentioned in Genesis. And so I wanted to ask you about this. Since we last spoke on this show, the United States Supreme Court ruled that same-sex marriage should be recognized in all 50 states. What are your feelings about the ruling, and did you talk to your congregation about the ruling?
Most definitely I did talk to the congregation. I am, as a citizen, I am certainly against same-sex marriage. As a pastor, I'm against same-sex marriage. As a person who invests a lot in helping people have better marriages, I'm against same-sex marriage. However, I recognize we live in a country that does not necessarily honor my biblical values. And so,